Good day, friends. It's February the 10th. Here in Perth, we have a beautiful day ahead of us. Looks as though the tail end of that storm has subsided a little bit. And we start this week with an opportunity again to discover God's word in our lives. So as we encourage us consistently to learn the art of being still and waiting on the Lord, I encourage you to hit pause at the beginning of this week, just for 20 seconds or 2 minutes, just to be still and to see what the Lord may be speaking to us today. The reading comes from Exodus chapter 2, the beginning of the story of Moses. Now a man of the tribe of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could not hide him any longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the banks of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the river bank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her female slaves to get it. She opened it and saw the baby, and he was crying and felt sorry for him. "This is one of those Hebrew babies," she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" "Yes, go," she answered. So the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take care of this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you." So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water." What a fascinating story. The implications of the family, well, many of the families who had to try and save their sons from the decree of Pharaoh because of the increasing population of the Israeli people. What a difficult thing to do, to have to love your child and care for them, or him, as all the males in this time were under threat for their lives after Pharaoh said they were to die. So Moses' sister noticed him. What a intuitive and special thing to do, to respond courageously in this way, with the hope that her younger brother would survive. We assume and know this is Miriam, who later sang the songs of joy when the whole children of Israel were rescued through the water as they crossed the Red Sea, or the Reed Sea. So God has his plans in all of our lives in a different way. As I read some of the commentary prior to this, it said that if it is Ramses the Second, apparently he had some 60 daughters, and all the places along the Nile would have been used for a wide range of things by the palace and all of the families. So it's not uncommon for this situation to have occurred, and to specifically give opportunity in God's timing for the rescuing of his people. Let's read also a section in Proverbs chapter 2. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding. Indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as gold or silver, and if you search for it as hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds success in the store of the upright. He is a shield to those who walk blameless, for he guards the course of the just and protects the ways of his faithful ones. Well, I wonder if the parents of Moses from the tribe of Levi were crying out consistently, asking for wisdom and insight, searching for it like silver or gold, to know how to save their son. It wouldn't be far from the truth to know that God put and orchestrated things into place by the passion of the parents. Certainly, I wonder if young Miriam did the same thing, hungering and asking the Lord how to rescue her brother. Yeah, may there be a call to us to passionately pursue God, to know wisdom and insight, so that he may go before us today and orchestrate things that will fall into place for us. You know, I wonder sometimes how we can get ourselves into some strife in our family context or work setting, and we actually haven't asked and begged of the Lord and searched for his wisdom and understanding before we enter into things. May that be an encouragement for us to pursue him with passion. God bless, friends. Hit pause, sit quietly, and contemplate. See you on Wednesday.